107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Coming up next month, we've got a big garden tour that is happening with Stratford End District Horticultural Society, an event so many folks look forward to. Joining us in the studio with Stratford End District Horticultural Society is Maureen Coxage and Marcia Hempel with all of the details. Good morning and welcome. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we've got something planned for Sunday, July 6th. What's going on? This is a big event.
Well, it's the annual garden tour of seven private gardens. These are the secret backyards that you don't see in Stratford. So we have seven gardens for people to visit. There will be master gardeners at most of them to tell you about what's there or to answer questions in general. This is a very popular tour. You get ideas for your own yard. You can walk through the gardens in a relaxing way. It's a lovely way to spend time. If we have really good weather, it's a fabulous day. But a couple years ago, it poured rain all day, and we still had 400 people going through those gardens.
A day like today.
So be sure to bring your hats and umbrellas on July 6th. Water. There's no facilities. But it is our fundraiser for the Horticulture Society. We use the money for education purposes, for scholarships to students, but mainly to maintain the public gardens that you enjoy, such as Churchill Circle.
Absolutely. Now, are the gardens that we will be seeing, are they all in Stratford this time?
Yeah. Stratford and District Horticulture Society, so sometimes we have gardens a little bit out, but there's one garden on Vivian Line you must not miss.
Okay.
It's a vegetable garden par excellence.
It's such a sneak peek into people's gardens. It's such a unique opportunity to check this out, which is so much fun.
Yep. And the people who will be there, besides the homeowners, are volunteers. Everyone for the society, whether they're maintaining gardens or running the garden tour, are volunteers. I do want to give you a tip.
Okay.
There's seven gardens.
Right.
And on the map, when you buy your passport, the map shows the seven gardens. Don't go to number one first.
Now, why is that?
Start in the middle or at one of the ends. Go out of sequence. Because there's a lot of people that buy tickets.
Okay, so we kind of have them sort of, varied or scattered, if you will,
yeah,
sort of thing. Spread out a bit.
Yeah. And it's from 10 till 4, so you've got all day.
Sure.
You know, visit 3 in the morning, go have a nice lunch at one of the gorgeous restaurants Stratford has, and finish off in the afternoon.
Yeah, so do it staggered, if you will, that sort of thing. It's the garden tour for Sunday, July 6th. So how can people pick up tickets for this event?
So tickets are available and on sale at Cosine's Garden Gallery, Klopp's Home and Garden, Sebringville Garden Center. And on the day of the tour, July the 6th, we will be set up at City Hall at 9 a.m. in the morning, selling tickets at City Hall. So we do encourage you to get your tickets in advance if possible, but if not, on the day of the tour, we will have more tickets available at City Hall. So I am fairly new to Stratford and the Hort Society. However, Maureen mentioned the tour 2 years ago when it poured rain all day. I was one of those 400 people out there in the rain, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that day. I learned so much from the private gardeners about their gardens and what they do and how they get their gardens so beautiful and how they get them to grow so well. I can't encourage people more than to go out and join this private tour this coming July 6th. It really is beneficial to everyone.
Oh, without a doubt. And again, as they say, let us lead you down the garden path with the garden tour. Again, gardenstratford.ca is the website with Stratford End District Horticultural Society. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. And speaking of gardens and whatnot, boy, you had a very successful plant sale. Not too long ago at the local. That was another kind of inclement day, shall we say, or at least windy and whatnot, but what a sale.
Every year, our volunteer gardeners donate plants. These are perennial plants for the most part, although we do have some seedlings. And we partner with the local. The local offers us the room. And we offer these plants to the community. Also, we offer advice to the community. So it's a really good opportunity for people to get plants that will grow in this zone, and to speak to the person who grew them in many cases. As well, we just partnered with the Master Gardeners, the Tri-County Master Gardeners, for their native plant sale last Saturday. And we completely sold out in an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is a service to the community to get the right plants into our community. There is a huge push for some more native plants to help our pollinators and to diversify our environments. And there's another push from the city of Stratford to remove invasives. So these are all efforts that the society helps with through our 273 members and our volunteers that help maintain the public gardens.
There you go. It's the Garden Tour with Stratford End District Horticultural Society, Sunday, July 6th, 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. Do you want to shout out for the sponsors, for those helping out with this garden tour?
We have wonderful sponsors every year, and they're very long-term sponsors. There's Home Hardware and Building Center, Peter Merringer, Franklin Heinz, Tim's Tree Care, Tri-County Brick.
Sounds good. We will see you out Sunday, July 6th. And again, if you have any slight interest in gardening, this is not to be missed. The Garden Tour with Stratford End District Horticultural Society. Maureen Coxage and Marcia Hempel. Did we cover everything, and we'll see you out for the tour?
Absolutely. We look forward to it.
We'll see you.